The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness, say it ain't so. No. This can't be. No, this has got to be a. This has got to be a parody. No, it's. It's actually true. Have you heard about the latest offering from Kellogg's Cereals? Get your barf bag ready. Y'all have... Oh, my goodness. It's a real story, the latest from Kellogg's Cereals. Now, I'll get to that in just a moment, I promise, but I keep promising to give you the results of this brand-new study from the Pew Research Center about those who identify as Christians and evangelicals. But before I get to that, let me go to the call center for the Bible League, and I'm going to hit refresh, and let's see. Oh, we had such a wonderful day yesterday. $7,870 pledged for Bibles for the persecuted church. I was pleading for 6,000. We hit 7,870. So we have reached our goal. You know, we have reached our goal, but we're talking about Bibles, and we're talking about the persecuted church. And when that's the fact, goals, it's not about goals. It's about people. Let's reach some more people. We need $2,130 to hit $10,000. I believe with all my heart we can reach $2,130 today by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And let me ask the question again, who will be first? Well, actually, somebody did start. John from Marion went online this afternoon at about I don't know whether that's Central Time or Eastern Time, either 1:30 or 2:30 today. John from Marion went online at thewordcolumbus.com, made a very nice pledge. John, if you're listening in Marion, thank you, thank you, thank you. So John actually started the day before we went on the air. But since we've been on the air, zero, zip, zilch, nada, nobody. You were so generous yesterday. I know there are people who were not listening yesterday, and God is touching your heart. $5 provides a Bible, that's the printing, the shipping, and the distribution to persecuted Christians around the world. There is a matching grant on the table so that $5 actually becomes $10. Every dollar you give will be doubled. So today, who will start? Who will start? This is the way it always is. As soon as someone gives, there's something about it. It encourages other people to do the same. So would you be the one to start? Now, maybe you could only give $25. That's fine. Or $50 or $100. Maybe you could pledge $1,000. All right. I'm going to get into the stories of the day, I promise. But I am just so excited about the potential of reaching $10,000 today. We need $2,130 to get to $10,000. Who will start it? Who will be the first? By this time yesterday, we had, 15, 20 people had called by this time yesterday. So 800-YES-WORD, Who will be first? 800-937-9673. Or go online to thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. I'll tell you about Kellogg's in a minute, but first I keep telling you about this brand new poll from the folks at Pew Research. General population across the board, American adults who call themselves Christian. Now, that's very broad. That doesn't mean they're actually a born-again Bible believer, but just people who identify themselves as Christians, self-identification. In this brand-new poll, 65%. Well, I guess you could consider that good news, except that's a decrease of 12 points since 2009 when 77% identified themselves as Christians. At the same time, the percentage of adults who identify themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing rose to 26% in this latest poll. That's up from 17% back in 2009. So the number of people, this is from 2009 to 2019, 10 years or 9 years. No, okay, yeah, 10 years. Oh, my brain. 10 years, a decrease, people who identify themselves as Christians, a 10-year decrease from 77% to 65%. Those who identify themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing rose from 17% in 2009 to 26%. Currently. Then those who identify themselves as evangelicals, they identify themselves as born again evangelicals. That is at 25% of the American population. And I guess the good news is that is only a 3% decline from 10 years ago when it was 28%. So in 2009, 28% of Americans identified themselves as born-again evangelicals. That stands at 25% today. Now, again, this is self-identification. People who identify themselves as born-again evangelicals. I think the saddest part is the increase in the number of people who identify themselves as atheist or agnostic. And folks, that comes back to a failure of the church. You can't blame that on government. Can't blame that on government. That falls upon the church. All right, what is this thing about Kellogg's? Well, after heavy lobbying campaigns from GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, Kellogg's is coming out with All Together. All Together. Yep. It's a new purple box featuring the mascots from six Kellogg brands, from Tony the Tiger to Toucan Sam, to help promote inclusion and togetherness. Now, here's where it gets kind of strange, and where I would think the LGBTQ community would wake up and say, we are being exploited. Kellogg's is not coming out with a brand new cereal. No, they put the mini boxes of Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes, Frosted Mini Wheats, Frosted Flakes, and Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops, yeah. And they've boxed them together, and they call it All Together to promote inclusivity and to promote anti-bullying. So they didn't spend any money to develop a new cereal. They just packaged it differently to make more money off the LGBTQ community. Now, again, if I was part of the LGBT community, I would say, you're trying to exploit us. You didn't spend any money on developing a new cereal. You just repackaged 6 cereals to try to fool us into thinking you're supporting us. Anyway, that is the latest from Kellogg. It is called All Together, and it will be in your local store for a limited time. My goodness. All right. Hey, folks. Going into a break, and I have not refreshed my browser for Bible League, so I'm not sure whether anyone has called yet. When we come back, oh, I'm praying. I've got good news. Please call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. And I am just so grateful for this incredible audience. Yesterday, this audience touched over 80,000 people with God's word. Just yesterday, over 80,000 people will be touched because of your pledge to the Bible League and the Bibles that will be distributed to persecuted Christians around the world because of your generosity. Over 80,000 people. But I honestly believe we could do more. And I'm walking a fine line here, because how could I be disappointed when you folks have pledged almost $8,000? But I just believe we could do more, and the phone lines were just red hot. The entire program yesterday, the phones were ringing at Bible League and ringing and ringing. Today, nothing. And I just know that there are people listening today that weren't listening yesterday and didn't have an opportunity to give. I just believe that there are people listening right now who love God's word, want to participate, want to invest in lives, want to take advantage of a matching grant where every dollar you give is doubled. I just believe that several of you should be calling 800-YES-WORD. Somebody's got to start it. Would you be the first one to call today while we're on the air? Would you start it? That will encourage other people. And I mean that sincerely. It always does. Somebody needs to start the giving today. $2,130, and we're at $10,000 providing Bibles to persecuted Christians around the world. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. At the bottom of the hour, I'll refresh my browser, and I'm just praying that someone has started the giving today. It started yesterday, and it just kept going. Somebody, would that be you? Is God speaking to you? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. This is a story that I have been following, and I've been trying to keep you updated out of Texas. It's a little 7-year-old boy. My goodness. It's a 7-year-old boy. Mother and father are divorced. And they have joint custody of this 7-year-old boy. When this little boy was 3 years old, the mother told the little boy, "I think you're supposed to be a girl." Now, I don't know her. I don't know the reasoning. I don't know whether she was disappointed that she had a boy she wanted. I don't know. But when he was 3 years old, the mother there is in testimony in court, there was no indication whatsoever from the boy that he had any desire to be a girl. But his mother told him, I think you're supposed to be a girl. Well, that's one of the reasons why the husband and wife divorced. And now this mother is trying to force sexual transition, gender transition on this 7-year-old boy over the objection of the father. She's trying to force it. And here's the sad thing. A multitude of experts have testified in court in Texas, and none of the experts have said, you know what, we are convinced that this little boy is supposed to be a girl. Here's the headline. Pro-LGBT adults admit 7-year-old in gender transition case isn't totally convinced he's a girl. They say he's confused. He's suffering from sexual dysphoria. He is confused. But the mother, Ann Gergelis, is trying to legally transition him into a girl against the father's wishes. And the little boy is saying, I don't know. Maybe I should be a girl. I don't know. And this is in spite of the most recent study that you and I have talked a lot about in the last couple of months that indicates there is no such thing as transgenderism. Here's the end of the story. Quote, each of the expert witnesses admitted that returning to identifying as being a boy would be the easiest path forward for little James. Even those who support transgender said, well, it would be easiest for him to identify as a boy. Dr. Al Britton, one of the experts, says certainly it offers less challenges for him. Being trans is not an easy path, another expert said. Boy, this is going to be I started to say fascinating, and that it seems like I'm trivializing the extreme danger for this little boy. We're going to keep an eye on this case. This mother is doing something cruel and, I believe, wicked to this child. And by the way, he's a twin. And his twin brother has no desire to be a girl at all. I cannot, in my wildest imagination, believe that a judge would grant her wish to forcefully transition this 7-year-old boy into a girl. And yet that's exactly what this mother is trying to do down in Texas. We will keep an eye on that case. Hey, folks, 800-YES-WORD. Call during the break. 800-YES-WORD. I'll give you an update when we return.